I love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's your girl, I Am Not My 9-to-5, aka Tanisha, and this is another special episode of Journaling the Process, the Quarantine Edition. Yeah, that's right. This is a brand new episode that I've added to the series. I'm super excited. There's a lot of good, valuable points that I'm going to be making when it literally comes to myself and my own personal observation. So this episode is focusing on my lifestyle. So literally how I've been maneuvering and operating over the last few weeks. And I'm going to give you guys a clear breakdown of what that looks like. So thank you again for joining the episode. If it's your first time, please don't make it be your last time. Make sure to follow your girl on Instagram, Twitter, as well as TikTok. Yeah, I'm there too. And you can do so by using the handle IAMNOTMY, the numeric number 9. So that's the numeric number 9, T-O, and then the numeric number 5. So I am not my 9-to-5 on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. Make sure to also share this episode via your Instagram stories. All right, guys, so let's jump right into this lifestyle episode. So I was literally thinking, and I'm just like, okay, what has been going on over the last few weeks that has been a little bit different for me during this whole quarantine period? And I'm like, hey, let me literally talk about the lifestyle aspect of it. And for me, I like to always break things down. So life and style. And that's what I'm going to do in this episode. Give you guys literally the ins and the outs of my life and my style through this hard time that we're all experiencing going through. And the first thing I want to kind of like touch on would be cooking. So we all know it's very difficult right now to literally find groceries depending on where you are. And you kind of have to use what you have. And the grocery store situation is a hot mess. So I have made it my duty to not go outside as much as possible. I actually have it down packed to a system where my husband is the one that would go outside. And we make sure that we get everything that we need that can at least last us for 2 weeks to go outside as minimal as possible. And when he's hitting that grocery store, I'm telling you, he's gloved up, mask on, like keeping that whole social distance. It's not even a joke. Comes back home. He leaves the groceries inside our garage for at least 3 hours. I kid you not. Leaves the groceries inside the garage for 3 hours. Strips all his clothes down in that garage. Puts them to the side. And then comes back into the house and goes straight into the damn shower. Your girl's not playing no games here. Like, we're keeping it very clean, very tight, and very tidy and very safe. So once he does that, I then go 3 hours later and I have my Lysol wipes and I have my bucket of warm water with pine salt. I kid you guys not. This is my real life. This is what I literally do once he goes and buys the groceries. And I'm in the garage with gloves on my hands and wiping down the groceries one by one, piece by piece, and then bringing it into my house physically. Like, literally, that has been my routine from since this all started. I kid you not. So that is my little tip that I'm doing in order to keep myself safe, let alone, most importantly, my family safe. So that is something that I have incorporated into my lifestyle based on the conditions that we're currently all going through. And on that note, I've been able to start learning different recipes. So your girl has time and I've been able to start cooking a little bit more. And I actually started to create, I actually started cooking 3 new things. I'm super excited, guys. And one of them is very interesting because My husband, he's West Indian. So he's really good in the damn kitchen. Like, he knows how to fucking throw it down. Like, he knows how to feed your girl, okay? And I really love the way he makes his saltfish. Amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And for years, I've been curious on learning how to make it. But, you know, I'm spoiled. He spoils me. And he always does it. And I can't lie. Like I said, I love the way he does it. I love the way he throws it down. Like, it's just amazing. So anyhow, he was actually starting to like repair a few things in the house. You know, we have the time now. So he's going around the house and just fixing minor things here and there. And he was just like, oh, I'm craving for saltfish. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, so I did my thing. I took it out the freezer, put it in some water because you have to kind of let it thaw out and let some of the salt dissolve into the water and then boil it up. It's a whole process. Okay. So I got it started. Make sure that everything was pretty much prepped and ready for when he was ready to start cooking it. So now time is going. He's getting super exhausted. He's now hungry. And he was just like, can you cook the saltfish for me? And I was like, pause, hold, what? And initially I was just like, he's asking me to cook the saltfish. Like, I have no clue what to do. Like, and to be quite honest, I didn't really want to do it. But I was just like, you know what? Let me be uncomfortable and let me be appreciative because he's literally in the house doing all this minor work. And the least that I can do is give him a helping hand by preparing the saltfish. Like, girl, stop being selfish. It's not all about you, and practice what you preach, right? So I said, okay, cool. What is it that I need to do? Like, give me the ingredients because he has a whole rack full of seasonings and things like that. So tell me step by step what I need to do, and then it should be okay. So your girl threw it down. Like, I was so proud of myself, guys. You have no idea. Like, my saltfish was so amazing, and you know it was good when my husband was like, you did a good job. You know, he has a very high tolerance to certain things and flavor and food, and he's very picky on eating certain type of things because he really likes his food with a lot of flavor. And I was a little bit skeptical that it didn't have enough flavor in it. And he ate it, not once, not twice, because your girl had leftovers. And my kids enjoyed it as well. Like, it was super good. And from since that time, I kid you not, I made it maybe like, what, two or three other times from since that first attempt. So that's my new thing that I'm going to start cooking. I can own that. I can claim that. Like, your girl did the damn thing. Another thing that I cooked too recently was this stew. I guess you can say it's like a stew lentils. So one of my sisters has this amazing recipe that she usually makes for like Thanksgiving and Christmas and things like that, where she would put like these lentils and tomatoes and flavors and this and that because she's vegan. So she has a lot of different unique ways of cooking her meals. And I've always admired the way that she cooks these lentils. Like, she throws it down. It's amazing. So, you know, we were having this conversation. I'm like, you know what, can you just pass me that lentil recipe that you've been using? I want to try it. You know, me going in the kitchen, trying new things. Your girl has time. Why not? So she gave me the recipe. I didn't have all the ingredients because, again, remember, I'm not going to the store if I don't have to. So I was basically using what I have and creating my own type of version to it. And that's exactly what I did. It came out really good. It had a lot of flavor into it. It had a lot of flavor in it. And my husband did enjoy it. And it was one of those things where it was multifunctional, where I could literally eat it by itself. If I were to add a little bit more water and just steam it down a little bit, it can be like a lentil soup, or I can also scoop it up and put it on rice. And that's exactly how I did it. You know, so especially in this time, we have to be creative with what we have and use what we have. And it can be a little bit tiring of eating the same thing over and over and over in the same way. So that was a creative way that I used the lentils to cook it down like as a soup, and then also put it along with my rice, right? And then the next thing that I did was homemade pizza. That's right. So this actually came about because my kids were craving pizza, And I was like, listen, there's no fucking way. I didn't say that, but in my head, let me just clarify that. In my head, I'm like, these kids are asking me for pizza. I'm like, there's no fucking way that I'm A1 going outside to buy pizza from the store. There's no way. I don't know what they're doing, how it's being prepared, who's handling it. It's not happening. And again, I'm not one of a big fan of frozen pizza either. So the grocery store was definitely not an option for me. So I basically went through my cupboard and I had the ingredients of what was needed to make the dough. And that's what I did. I took my flour, I took my yeast, I pulled up my phone, went on Google, and just typed up pizza recipes, homemade pizza recipes. And I basically looked for the one that had the most reviews and comments and did that. And I kid you not, I honestly thought the dough itself would take a long time. But between the prep work, my eldest helped me like chop up the vegetables and put the olives on the side, and we cut up some pepperoni. Like, I had pepperoni in my fridge from before because I do like to cook down like this whole stew pepperoni. So I literally had all the ingredients with this tomato sauce and everything. So she prepped all that. I did the dough. So it was teamwork and it came out really good, guys. Like, I was so impressed. I'm just like, yo, this is way better than the shit that you buy in the stores, because I'm not going to lie, I used to buy frozen pizza and I just found it really like doughy and disgusting, and like it just tasted like there was so much preservatives in it. So I refused to buy it anymore. But this was like literally the shit, and it was so good that my youngest actually ate it. Like, she's very picky and she's very particular with what she eats, and she literally ate the whole thing. So I'm like, okay, cool. Check mark confirmed, that was good. This is a new thing that I'm going to be adding to my things of my list of foods that I'm not going to be starting to incorporate into my everyday lifestyle. So that was another win. So, you know, I've been creative when it comes to cooking meals. I had the saltfish down pack, the lentils down pack, and now the homemade pizza that my kids really enjoy. So that's kind of pertaining to the whole cooking of my lifestyle. As far as my kids, so my eldest has been kind of losing her mind a little bit, but it's okay. I'm trying to help her through this whole process, because I know a lot of teenagers, for those of you that have teenagers, they're losing their shit. Like, they're on their Snapchat, they're on their TikTok, they're on their Instagram, they're on social media, but there's only so much of that they can do for the day. Me personally, I have restricted my daughter on how much time a day she has on social media, because I think it's very important for her to still have some kind of productive day as well. You know, so she has like a screen time where she has X amount of time to be on social media, to talk to her friends, whatnot. You know, I want to keep things as normal as possible, but also not lose perspective on her also having some kind of structure and a new routine. Which I've kind of incorporated a little bit of reading into her daily activity. She's helping a lot with the house work that needs to be done. It's very good. You know, she's really supporting and helping me a lot through this whole time and getting things done and helping her sister by reading. And they're just doing things interactively together as well. So she was one of those people that really hates reading. She doesn't quite enjoy it, but I'm trying to show her that there's a lot to benefit from reading. And she started to read The Successful Habits of Highly Effective Teens. I think that's what it's called. So she's reading that book. It's something that she started in the past, kind of put down, start again, put down. And now I say, you know, hey, you have the perfect opportunity right now to really engage and fully read the book. And she started that. So it's a work in progress. I'm really happy that she's actually making the effort and putting in the time to do it. And another thing that I have assigned her to do is a little mini writing project. So I don't want to give all the details because she's still working on it. I'm helping her sort out the little kinks in between. So stay tuned for that. But it's definitely something that's going to keep her busy and productive as well. As for my youngest, she's having a blast. She's reading. She's a fan right now in like literally spelling out everything that she sees. Okay, let me repeat that. I'm getting very excited, so bear with me, guys. My youngest, she's literally reading everything that she sees. She would literally point to like letters on my t-shirt, different things that pop up on the TV, and just spelling it all out. And I love it. I'm encouraging it. I'm loving it. She's definitely in her element. So she's not bored. She's keeping busy. I'm also working with her on cutting out her shapes. So she's 3.5 years old. It's important for her to still have that same learning capability like she was learning at daycare, which is cutting out shapes, coloring, you know, drawing in between the lines, things like that. I've started to incorporate a little bit of that into her routine as well. And she has a phonics workbook from prior to this all starting. I was still working on her development because I think it's very important that she needs to continue working at what she's being taught at daycare. And it's my responsibility to obtain that by her following through the same process while she's at home. So it so happened that I had a phonics book for her. Again, prior to this whole situation where she was doing her letters and coloring and things like that. So we started to do that a little bit as well. And basic kids coloring, right? Coloring and painting and all that good stuff is what we've been doing. So my kids have been busy, busy and productive. Together, we have been doing some movie nights. So Disney Plus, kudos to them, because we have been watching all those old school Disney movies from Princess and the Frog to Moana. Like, it's been fun with some popcorn. Like, we're doing the damn thing. And then baking cake. And my youngest now officially knows how to pour pancake batter onto like those hot plates and pick it up and put it on a plate. Like, she knows, she has it down packed. She can literally make her own pancakes, and she's 3.5 years old, guys. So it was a process. I'm not gonna lie. I had to be patient with her, but she can literally do it by herself. Like, she doesn't even want me to assist her to do it. She wants to do it on her own. And she's literally like, "Mommy, can we make pancakes today? Mommy, can we make pancakes? Pancakes, pancakes." I'm like, we can't have pancakes every single day, but it's a work in progress, guys. And as for my style, whew, Lord, complete 360. So I'm that girl that goes to work slayed to the gods. Hair done, makeup, my outfit is on point, shoes on point. Like, that's just me. I've always been that way. I've always been well put together. I love fashion. I love style. It's literally part of my life. And now being quarantined, it has allowed me in a positive way to really step back and look at myself as a whole on not being consumed by that so much, right? So what I like to call my home uniform. So all of us have been home for God knows how long now, but I started to notice that I have a particular selective choice of clothing that I like to wear throughout the day. And that literally consists of like a t-shirt with pajama pants or a t-shirt with shorts. Like, I have like these silky shorts that I would wear, or a t-shirt and some yoga pants, and just alternate through that. Like, that literally has been my quote unquote home uniform. So let me know, what has your quote unquote home uniform been? Like, what has that looked like? Let me know in the comments, leave some feedback. I'm curious. Like, am I the only one that's wearing like a t-shirt and some yoga pants, or a t-shirt and pajama pants, or I don't know. I'm really quite curious to find out what you guys are wearing and what your whole home uniform slate looks like. Hair-wise, I'm that girl that loves to rock my lace front. So I have my blonde bombshell lace front wig that I wear consistently. It's like my signature look. And for the last few weeks since I've been home, I have not been wearing that. So I'm really happy to say that I've put my little beauty to the side and have been able to rock the hell out of my natural hair. Like, put it up in a ponytail, let it out in a fro, wash it, moisturize it, put some oils, like, just really treat it, give it some love, some TLC. And it feels good. Like, it feels good to just breathe a little bit. And I'm fully happy with that and fully content with that. So that's like my whole hair lifestyle type of switcheroo routine. And my skin, like, my face has been clearing up like no tomorrow. I like to wear makeup. I like to enhance my features. I think most of us as women do. But I have not had a beat face in weeks. And your girl is not mad because the skin is glowing to the gods. And I am super happy. My routine is very simple. Like, I literally just wash my face with warm water in the morning. And I have, there's two bars of soap that I've been using. The first one is a black soap that I literally got from St. Lucia. Like, guys, when I tell you this soap works miracles, like, it's the shit. Like, not that black soap that you see in the beauty supply store. Like, this is the real deal. So I've been using that, as well as another soap from St. Lucia, and it's from their sulfur spring. So they're really well known for this, the sulfur spring that they have there. It's literally like this warm, hot jacuzzi tub that you just go in and you bathe your skin in. It's like a mud mask. You just put it all over your face and lather on your body. And when you come out of that, your whole fucking body is feeling like a baby. Like, I'm telling you, it's amazing. So if you guys plan to go to St. Lucia or ever have the opportunity to go and you want to do something as far as an activity, like, go there. So I was just there a few months ago and I purchased their sulfur spring soap, and I've been using that on my face. Just warm water, put the soap, lather the soap on my face, and just leave it on as a mask for maybe like, what, 20, 30 minutes max, and wash it off. And I do it once in the morning and then once at night before I go to bed. And my face has been clearing up. I had a whole bunch of blackheads because my pores were clogged from constant makeup application. And my skin is like so smooth right now. I can see the difference. I can see the blackheads clearing up out of my face. Like, no makeup, and your girl is still good. And my face is feeling healthier, more cleansed and more clean. And I'm not mad. Like, I'm really good. I'm amazing. So that's my little skincare routine. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it, guys. So, you know, I touch base on my cooking. I touch base on what, like, me and my kids are doing as far as keeping busy. I also touch base on, like, my home style uniform. Again, let me know what you guys are currently rocking around the house, looking cute. What, like, what you doing? Like, what are you doing? Like, let your girl know. I'm curious. I want to know. My no wig routine and my skincare glow up. So that's about it, guys. That's me sharing my lifestyle moment. And I want to hear what you guys have to say. I want to hear what you guys are experiencing, how you're taking this time. Are you looking at it as something that you can actually help mold a better version of yourself? Are you trying new things? Are you what are you doing? Like, let me know. So let me know on Instagram, let me know on Twitter, just send me a DM, leave something in the comments, and I'll speak to you guys soon. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate the support. Again, guys, I can't stress enough, please stay safe. If you don't have to go outside, do not go outside. And if you do go outside, make sure you have your gloves on, your mask off, like just be safe. That's like my biggest concern, is that we are not going out here in these streets and putting ourselves in a situation to get sick, because we just don't want to do that, right? We just don't want to do that. So be safe, take care, make sure to follow the show, share the show via the Instagram stories, share it with a friend, a colleague, a neighbor. Someone needs this information to lift themselves up, to feel good, to motivate, for inspiration, for cooking ideas, for style ideas, for tips. I'm not quite sure, but I know someone needs this information, and they're gonna use this information and feel good about themselves afterwards. All right, guys. So that's it. I'm wrapping it up. As you can see, your girl has a whole little tongue twister thing going on, but that's okay. I like to keep it all the way 100. I like to keep it all the way real. And there's no edits in my show. Your girl's out. I love you. Until next time.